Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to Divine Connections. It's Wednesday night in Slynn Bleasdale. I'm here with Sue Field Salamonte and Jody Higgins. And, oh, we have Orion Adragno with us tonight, too.
Sorry about that.
Don't be sorry. We're so glad you're here.
Absolutely.
So I'm all confused. Where was I? Oh, our topic. Yes. We're talking about self-care tonight. Yeah, self-care. And, are you giving yourself enough? And with that, we'll lead on with, how about Sue? Do you want to start and give us your take?
About self-care, sure I will. I will just give examples of myself. I never in my life put me first. I went from being home with my parents and having to answer to them to being married at 17, so having a husband to take care of and answer to having children. And there was always somebody that was more important than me, and I never put myself first. Well, after over 50 years of never putting myself first, I ended up with tons of health issues, breast cancer, liver issues, gallbladder issues, and it was, I believe, all stemmed from not taking care of me. And when we put ourselves first and take care of ourselves, it is not being selfish. It is a necessity. It's like the old saying, you cannot pour from an empty pitcher. We need to take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit, in order to help others. So if you need to say, hey, I'm sorry, I'm out of here for an hour, and you grab a babysitter or you leave your husband home and you go do your own thing for an hour, whatever you have to do, go soak in a bathtub, go walk by a lake, go sit in the woods, whatever it is that you have to do to put you first and take care of you, you really need to do it. There is nobody in the world more important than you. You are number one. Because if you're down and out, you can't take care of anybody else. You can't help anybody else. So putting ourselves first, and not selfishly where you're neglecting all of those around you, but keep up with your health, your eating habits, your peace, whatever it is. Take care of you and spend time doing something that you really enjoy doing. But that's how I feel about it.
That's great, Sue. Do you find as you are changing the way you treat yourself, is your health improving along, like sort of, is that causing your health to improve as you take more
Absolutely.
Care?
Absolutely. Has. My mother just passed away in October, and I had been a caregiver for her and my dad for the last 6 years. So they always came first. When my dad passed, then it was just my mom, but it was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And since October, since I've been getting myself back together, there has been a difference. Now, my body has told me many, many times, take time to rest. I have so many things that I want to do, but I needed the rest instead. And I've completely changed my frame of mind, my way of thinking. I am happy again because I'm not stressed over everybody else around me. And I've dropped 10 pounds in the last couple of weeks. I have severe arthritis and fibromyalgia, so I'm in constant pain. But since I've been taking more time for me, yes, when I overdo it, there's days that I cry and I cannot move, but the majority of the time, it's tolerable. And I know the more I take care of myself, the better it's going to get.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Sue. That's wonderful. Jody, what's your take?
Oh, well, I think one of the greatest things that we can do is take care of ourselves. You know, I read for so many people where spirit comes through and says to talk about the, you know, the oxygen mask. Put your own oxygen mask on. And the sooner you do it, the earlier that you're on top of that kind of stuff and taking care of yourself, the more you can do for others. You know, if you think about it, and I don't know what the period of time is, think about how long it would take to put an oxygen mask on and how fast a cabin loses pressure. If you can't get that mask on fast enough, you're not going to be conscious. And if you're not conscious, you can't help anyone. So if they lose pressure in 5 seconds and you didn't put it on because you're helping you, your kid, both you and your child are out of luck. And so staying on top of that, knowing when you have to come first is really important, taking care of yourself. And I think, you know, what I keep hearing about our topic tonight is that it also plays right into boundaries, and that our boundaries are part of what help us know if and when we are taking care of ourselves and putting ourselves first. You know, I got sick 2 years ago, and I've often felt that it was about me being slowed down, that God, Spirit, Creator was like, okay, hold up, we need you to listen, slow down, take care of you, because if you don't, you know, there's not going to be lessons that you enjoy getting. So, you know, paying attention and taking care of ourselves first is really the only way that we can care for others.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's really good, Jody. That's good good thoughts on that. Ryan, what's your take on self-care?
I think Sue and Jody really hit the nail on the head. I'm going to take a little bit different spin on it from the divinity standpoint. In terms of self-care, when someone says to someone, "I care about you," that's an indirect way of saying "I love you." It's a feelings. Love happens to be a stronger word than care, but that's really what they're trying to say. And this goes back to Moses, biblical times when he asked God, "Who should I call you? What is your name?" And God answers, "I am that I am. I am love." And, you know, self-care goes back to saying, "I love me." When you wake up in the morning, you look in that mirror and say, "You know what? You're a treasure. I love you, and thank you for being here. Thank you for choosing to incarnate into this physical 3D reality and love me for who I am." Because love is the antithesis of fear, which is why we're here. We're here to learn that stuff so we can appreciate what love is. You know, a lot of people suffer from negative energies associated with the antithesis of self-care, which is depression, anxiety, diseases, cancer, all that stuff, because they're failing. And I'm kind of auto-speaking through my spirit team right now, so I apologize for my bluntness, because they are blunt. It's the antithesis of failure to love yourself, failure to do self-care, which is very, very, very important. So when you wake up in the morning, you look in that mirror, and you say, "You know what? Yeah, today is a better day than yesterday, and I love me, and I really, really care about you." And when you care about you and you love yourself, I think it just ebbs and flows, and it reflects off other people. You ever notice when you go out shopping or to the grocery store, when you give someone a smile, they give you a smile 9 times out of 10, a complete
yep.
stranger.
Uh-huh.
If you're frowning, if you're like in a really bad mood, they're not going to look at you, or they're just going to look away. Or they're going to say, they're going to make some judgment about you, but you know, I walked in the store just today, you know, my daughter, and I had no reason to frown. I was just smiling because it's, although it's snowing in Wisconsin 2 weeks from May, I just have nothing to be. I have nothing to be said about because I am focused on the self-care, saying, yeah, yeah. And as, I don't think it's being egotistical for someone to say, I love myself. It's just I think there's a difference in self-care between saying I'm in love with myself or I just love myself. There's a difference.
Right.
You know, there's no egotistical thing in my mind about just saying I love you to me because I really care. I'm here for a reason. And that's what self-care, in my opinion, is all about. And self-care is a very broad term, but I think it encapsulates a lot of stuff on a daily basis. So, it's you know, we're here because we're here to experience a duality of love, and that's very difficult for people to grasp, which is why I'm glad that callers and listeners are tuning in because, you know, we can all learn a lot from each other on this subject, you know? So, yeah, that's what I've got. Thank you.
That's great, Brian. Thank you so much. Good points, you guys. I wrote a few notes down, and one thing that I noticed a lot about people is the self-talk can be so... people talk to themselves in ways they wouldn't ever talk to somebody else. You know, they're putting themselves down. They say the word, they say the phrase, I can't. And I tell you, if you think you can't, you're right. We need to see ourselves through the eyes of spirit. If you look at yourself through the eyes of spirit, you can't help but love yourself because that's all that spirit gives us. We need to give ourselves permission to try. You know, failure, there's no such thing as failure. I teach art classes to both adults and to children. And the kids' classes are a lot more fun. Well, I know I love the adults, but you often hear, oh, I'm no good. Ew, my everything sucks, you know. And it's like I give them a heck. I say, don't you dare put yourselves down. If you can just love yourself enough to be, do, express yourself as you are, the ones that love you will come around, and the ones that aren't worth your time will bugger off. So just... You know, there's no option. So just don't, the self-talk, you know, watch the self-talk. Do not say, I can't. Do not say, I'm not good enough. Like, how do you know? The good question to go around is, what happens if I try this? It may not be, you may not be like a world famous whatever it is you're doing, but that's good enough, you know. You want to go back when you die, you want to go back going, hey, I used everything you gave me. And I gave myself permission to do it. Just that self-care to me is like just kind of rooting for yourself. Along with everything else you guys have said, I think that's kind of good. We can move on to callers if everyone's ready.
Sure.
Unless anyone has any final thoughts on the subject.
I'm completely with you on what you said. And I have a lot of people who will... say bad things about themselves or call themselves stupid or ugly. And
yeah.
my canned answer is, don't talk about my friend like that.
Hey, there you go.
And so that's always that's my canned beautiful. Answer.
Yeah.
You know, and I say to them exactly what you said. You know, you wouldn't talk to me like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Self-encouragement is beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And then your boundaries with yourself sure are loose.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like an existential taking of the burnt piece of toast, right? I can't give it to anyone
right.
else. So, you know, I drop the pie on the floor, I'll take that. You know, that's terrible.
Right.
You know, yeah, give the pie to the donkey and don't treat yourself like a second thought or a, you know, I can't think
Absolutely.
Of the phrase. But anyway, yeah, right. Thank you, Sue. Anyway. How are we doing? We have some callers, I guess, have we? Ooh, yes, we do.
Yep.
Shall we go for it?
Absolutely.
856, is that our friend Laura? Did we figure
I
it out?
I believe.
Or it's Diane, right?
586 is Diane.
Yeah,
well,
856 is Laura.
Sue, you do it.
I think we might be surprised. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, you answer, and we'll see what we get, all right?
Hi. Welcome to Mind Connections. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good.
This
is this Laura?
Yes, it is.
I thought so.
Is it Laura the makeup queen?
No, I'm not a makeup queen.
Oh, it's not that Laura.
No.
Oh, okay.
So, now that's weird, eh? Doodles.
It is. How can we help you tonight, hon?
I was wondering what you might be picking up for me about getting a job.
Okay. Jody, would you like to go first?
Yeah, sure. Laura, this feels like it's been a real struggle.
Yes, it has been.
How long have you been without work, honey?
Since October.
And what is it that you do?
Well, I develop training, and I've been putting out a lot of resumes and getting resumes submitted, but I don't know what's going on. I haven't gotten anywhere.
Okay. Gosh, I feel like it just feels so stuck to me. The energy just feels stagnant and stuck. And I'm going to ask you a question. Do you like what you do?
Not really, but it's what I know, and I have to pay my bills. I have to find a way to, I'm too old to switch gears and go back to school and change everything. So, I know, but I need the job. That's all I care about. I don't even care if I'm happy. I just want to get a job that pays my bills. Because right now, being without work and having no way to pay bills is far worse than being in a job that you don't really like. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, I completely understand. But I feel like some of that energy of not liking what you do is part of why it's coming through, it's being so stagnant. I feel like there's a reason for the stagnation that... gosh, ladies, help me out here, Ryan, because I'm kind of at a loss with this.
I can help out. I can help.
Okay,
out
why don't you hop in here because I'm a little stuck on this.
No. It's okay. I'll do a chip shot here. Hey, Laura, it's Ryan calling. I mean, it's Ryan talking.
Hi.
I want you to drop your shoulders a little bit and relax, okay? Right now, on this 1, 2, 3, relax and say ooh, sa. I picked up, yeah, okay, so my spirit team is telling me on the, it's not so much the physical, the physical levels affect, there are four planes I scan, the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, okay? Spiritually, this might be a lesson for you. Emotionally, it is... creating anxiety for you physically, your muscles are getting tensed up. But mentally, Laura, I keep on hearing negative energies coming out of your energy field. You said, and forgive me if I'm being too blunt here, but my spirit team calls a spade a spade. You just self-admitted this to us. I am too old. That is a negative energy coming out of your body, okay? You are not too old. The I am that I am. You are a splinter of God source energy. Do not say, I am too old. You should be saying, in the spirit of themes, I am just perfect. Okay? And then you and you should say, not that you don't care. You do care. But you're really unhappy with your current situation, and you're blocking yourself. You're blocking yourself. So you need, that's why I said drop your shoulders, relax, and the divinity and know that source energy, that God, Allah, whatever you want to call him, her, will manifest it. But you have to think those positive energies of self-care. You have to say, I am good enough. I am in abundance. And you have to repeat that every day. Go buy yourself a lotto ticket and say, yes, I am going to win the lotto. I am this, that, and the other thing. But it all has to be positive energy, thoughts, and affirmations. If you say, I am sick and tired, well, guess what? You say that 20 times a day, you're going to get sick and tired because you're manifesting them thoughts. All thought forms are energy. So spin that wheel around and say, I am healthy. I am abundance. I am going to land a great job that I am happy about. It's all about the I am. The most powerful words in the English language or whatever language people speak is the I am. Everyone says, I am this, I am that. And I'm guilty of it too. I'll say, I am sick and tired. Next thing I know, I get out of bed next morning, I'm feeling sick and tired. I'm like, what the hell? Why? And I realize, duh, I put it on myself. I manifested the thought energy and it became a physical manifestation. So I encourage you, Laura, I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but I encourage you to start manifesting positive energies in your life, saying, I am good enough, I am loved, and in terms of self-care, I can do it, and I will be taken care of. I mean, I don't know, because I was unemployed for a year. It wasn't fun. It hurt, but I learned a lesson. It was an experience that I had to go through, okay? And I'm not saying that's going to be the same situation for you, but you're here to maybe understand the marked contrast between what a positive energy thought is and what a negative energy thought is, and you've got control over that, Laura. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, but, you know, there was a time when I was nothing but positive, and that didn't do me any good. So now I'm not so positive anymore.
Well,
so I tried that route for a long time, and nothing happened. So now I'm not feeling so positive, and I can't turn that around because I don't feel that way. I'm out of hope at this point.
I need to hear more I cans than I can'ts from you, because right now. Your seven chakras. I'm picking up a lot of heartburn from your bleeding up from your second to third chakra. I'm going to try to stop this downward spiral of yours because we need to lift you up. Okay, I need you to say I can do it, I will do it, and this is, like I said, this is all about self care. It's not hopeless for you, Laura. You're going to be just fine. Just relax. The universe, it is impossible when you feel and think of positive energies for the universe to let you down. It's the law of attraction, okay? It's impossible. You know? You're not going to end up on Skid Row, okay, Laura? You're going to be just fine, but you need to do your part and start thinking as hard as it is. To think positive, you have to do it. You have to think positive. You have to. Because that's, you know, I had a,
thank you.
Well, no, you're welcome. I'm picking up some depression and anxiety, so we're going to, you know, I encourage you to keep on calling in every week, and you know, keep your chin up, Laura. You're a fan damn tabulous woman, okay? And I don't mean to hog up all the air time here because I got the other psychic mediums on the line here, but that's what I was picking up on you, okay?
Thank you.
You have any questions?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have any questions for me?
No. I'm good.
Alrighty, I'm a chatty Kathy here. I'll be quiet.
Thanks, Brian. Can I jump back in for just a minute? Laura?
Sure.
Thank you, Ryan. What I'd like to say is, if you can, there's a couple things that I heard while Ryan was talking. I was totally, like my brain completely turned off because where you're at right now, and I'm sorry, but I could just feel the tension and the stress physically, and I felt stuck, and my brain went completely blank. So if I'm picking that up from you, what you're feeling is really intense. I feel like you've lost a lot of belief in yourself. I did agree with Ryan. You're never too old, and we never are. We're never too old until we accept that we are. Our thoughts completely create our reality, and any bad day can be turned into a good day by simply choosing to not allow things to get to us. If the role that you're going to go back into is the role you've always done and you're not happy with it, then you have to look for the things that are in that position that really make you thrive so that you're putting out energy that says, this is the job I want and this is the job I'm going to get. So I would encourage you to make some lists of things about the work that you do that you really love and do a few minutes every day of putting yourself in the office doing that kind of work and feeling the good feelings about it because I feel like you're good at what you do and that you're a powerful woman and you have years of experience and years of education behind you and you should be getting a position. If you can turn this around in terms of your energy, I think that you could be working within 3 months, if not sooner, but you have to be able to change what you're feeling about it because when they're looking at that resume, they are getting the energy from it. And as silly as it feels, when you send off that resume, and I assume you're doing it in email because that's how we do it now, send it off with a blessing and a thank you for the opportunity. And I love what I do, and there are parts of it that make me thrive, and I still want this job. Because if you can do that, it's gonna that's the energy that will come through with it. The other thing I heard was there are people who probably specialize in working with someone looking for the kind of job you're looking for and that you might want to revamp your resume a little bit.
I already did that. And
you did
they
that.
Did
okay.
a horrible job. They actually did a very
well,
bad job.
Well, that is part of the issue. If I picked it up, that's definitely part of the issue. I would go out and look for someone, and, you know, I know it's not cheap. I know it can be anywhere
I can't afford to do it again. I already paid
okay.
them.
Okay.
So at this point, I just need something. So I'm at my wit's end, and I'm
okay.
I'm
if you can't afford to find, if you can't afford to do that, then go out and look at some of the job profiles that you want, and look at other people who apply for these kinds of jobs, and look at their resumes, and look for the good parts in them, and use that to build yours. Because I feel like you have the skills to do it. But right now where you're at is really low. And raising your vibration around the job search is going to help. You absolutely
okay.
have to raise your vibration around it. Because if I feel it, then they feel it when they're looking at your resume. And they feel it when they talk to you on the phone. So the vibration has to change.
Well, somebody's going to call me tomorrow at 11 o'clock, so
are you excited about it?
Well, I was excited when I initially talked to her, and then I hadn't heard from her, so I followed up with her in an email today, and she said she wanted to follow back up around with me tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So, you know, I'm not feeling negative, but I'm not 100% happy about it either because I don't really I've been this road so many times that I can't even believe in it anymore.
Well, you know, that's the kind of stuff where you have to be able to work on raising that level of excitement around it because she'll feel that when she talks to you and if she feels it she's probably going to feel like maybe you're not the right person for the job. Even if you can just listen to some happy music for 15 minutes before, something to lift your spirits.
That's a good idea. I'm going to try that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, really doing I want to call it vibration work, but really working on raising your joy level or your joy quotient every day can really help. I know you're in a little bit of a slump right now, and I know that I have a go-to list of things that make me really happy. Watching comedy on TV or a comedian, listening to really happy music that makes me want to dance and move around, playing with my dog. Sometimes talking to my mom will make me feel really happy. So look for those things and make a list. And when you're feeling down, do some of those things, and that'll help lift you up too. Do you ladies, Sue or Lynn, do you have any input for Laura?
I do. This is Sue, hon. I'm getting a couple messages for you. Archangel Gabrielle is coming through. And she's saying that it's time for you to assume the leadership role and take your power back in your life, which is also your happiness. And she's also saying, call on your angels. Your angels are there to help you. This is an extremely tough time for you. So when we get to this point, our angels are always there, and a lot of people don't know that. They will not interfere or intercede in our lives unless we ask. So especially call on Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Raphael right now. He's coming through very strong with messages that he is there for you and he is supportive. And another message that's coming through from Archangel Gabriel is how important and how loved you are. And a little exercise is write down a list of everything positive that you love about yourself, no matter how small or trite you might think it is. I love my nails. My fingernails are gorgeous. I love my eyes. I have beautiful eyes. I'm intelligent. I'm hardworking. I love animals. I love nature. Everything positive about you. And every time you think of something that you love about yourself, that is positive about yourself, add it to that list. Keep referring back to that list. But right now, you do have to take leadership over your happiness. And even though it's an extremely difficult time, you have to get rid of the negativity because, like Ryan and Jody were saying, it does come through very, very strong. And it's in a desperation mode that comes across also. So before you talk to this woman tomorrow, remind yourself, I need a job. I don't need this job. When you go into it with a positive attitude, I am a benefit for this company. I can do this. I can do that. And raise your vibration. Raise your levels. Light candles. Burn some incense. Whatever it is that you need to do to raise your vibration before this phone call, do that. When you start thinking more positive and putting out the higher vibration, that's when things are going to start falling into place for you. And you are not too old. I'm 59 years old, and I am starting a completely brand new life for myself. So we're never, ever too old to start over and to begin again. And when you let one drop of happiness and joy and positive energy back into your life, they're going to start coming back in drop by drop by drop until your bucket is full.
Okay.
And I agree with Jody. I see a job coming available to you very soon. So just please try, call on the angels, make your list of all your positive things. When you get up in the morning, the first thing you say is, thank you for today. It's going to be an excellent day. And you keep that thought going throughout the day. If something bad happens, negative happens, out of sort happens, look at the positive. If you're supposed to be going outside and it's raining, instead of saying, darn it, I can't go out, it's raining, you think, wow, it's raining. Look at all the nourishment the plants are going to get. Find something positive in every single situation, no matter how hard it is, and that's going to help raise your vibration too. But you've got this. You are awesome. You have got this.
Thanks, everybody.
And that's what I have
it.
For you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have.
You're welcome.
Oh, go ahead, Ryan.
No. I just wanted to. Did I interrupt you, Lynn?
Not at all.
Hey, Laura. One more quick thing here. Sue's always right of rain. When you call on your angels, meditation, really quick, I'll take 30 seconds here while the call is on the line. Meditation, what I like to do is I lay down in bed and I let my eyes go double vision and I start to see streaks of light, sparkles and streams of light. Those are your angels. What my spirit team is telling you to do is to do some more meditation and specifically ask for ascended masters in the arts, sciences, and technologies of job creation for you to step forward and help you out. When it comes to the spirit world, you have to be very, very specific in your desires and your needs. It's a pull system, okay? They will gladly help you out, but you have to be specific about it because every spirit has free will, and if you're not specific about it, then you're not going to get what you want. So when you're sitting there in your bed or however you meditate, call in the spirit. I know it because I do this all the time. A set of master healers or a set of masters are in the 10th and 11th dimension. And to say, hey, guys, I need your help. Call them in specifically for job creation for you. Be very specific. Don't say, oh, I wish I had a job. No, you know what I'm saying. You have to be, because I do this all the time, and I just learned this a couple of years ago, that the more specific you are, the more it helps you out. I hope that makes sense. Crickets. I hear crickets.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I do this kind of for a living, so it took me a couple of years to figure that out too. But just be specific when you pray, okay? When you meditate, to call in the higher dimensions, and they will help you out, but they need that grocery list from you, okay? Don't say, I need food. They're going to say, I need food. They're going to go out and get you airplane food. I don't know. You have to be specific in your requests with the spirit world. So with that, thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody. I appreciate the reading.
Okay, Laura, it's Lynn here. I have a little bit for you. There's not much I can add. These guys said it all, and I agree. But immediately when you asked about your job situation, I got a yes, just like Sue and Jody. But I also got the question, are you applying for the right field? Okay, so same as Sue and Jody were picking up. If you're not happy with it, you're gonna hit doors that won't open constantly. And instead of hammering at doors that aren't going to open, they suggest, and I'm getting this from, I think, your guides, like they want you to start something on the side. There's something you can do on the side.
I can
start
do that
out.
On the, but I need, I can't do it right now without financial income coming
of
in.
Not.
So I know.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I plan on doing it, but I can't do it without money. And
well,
I just need a job.
Not. But do it. Do get yourself out of this job that you hate. They say start something on the side, but what?
And my finances are steady enough, I can do that, but I just don't have, I have no stability right now financially.
Yes, we've all been there, love. And you know what? The more you trust, the more you let go. What you focus on expands, okay? So it's really important, as Sue and Jody and Ryan say, stay positive, because it will come back at you. Be an actor. Even if you don't feel happy, fake it, right? Fake it. Put the energy out there and fake it. and let go of expectations, because that's what causes a lot of, you know, you get attached to the outcome and then it doesn't happen and you're disappointed. But baby steps, you got to keep believing. What else is here? Yeah, self-talk. Oh, yeah, yeah, again, I agree. Too old, your brain doesn't even start to grow in until you're 40, right? So don't worry about the old, okay? Some of the best people on the planet are, you know, they're not aging in their brain. Your body changes, but the spirit is the spirit, right? It's not, you're not your body, okay? You're not defined by the age of your body. So anyway, I'm babbling away here.
Thanks,
I really,
everybody.
I really hope that, yeah, Nora, you can get a little bit of joy. Remember to just do the things you love, too, a little bit. Things that don't, you know, do the best things in life for free thing and just enjoy, okay? And
okay.
Call us back. Let us know how it goes. But I got a yes on the job. You just need to surprise yourself a little, okay?
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a
good
night.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay. Who's next? Is it 310?
860.
I think, is that Laura?
No. That's not what I had written down for her.
I have 860 for Laura.
Yeah. We're going to have laughter as a team for next week.
we're professionals here, right? We've got it all together. So go for it.
You got it.
Yes, you're right. 860 is the longest wait. Yep.
You want to bring them in or you want me to bring them in?
I just did. 860, you're on the air with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Laura.
I told you.
Jody was right and I was wrong.
I cheated. I sent her a message and asked her what her area code was.
Okay, now.
We just need the next caller to be Laura.
Okay. Yeah. Well, put you back
on. It's Laura
on
night
me.
On Sacred Embers.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Okay, so we got Laura back on mute, and I guess 310 is our next. No, 586. How's that?
586.
I'm sorry, 586. Yeah, you're on.
Hi,
with Divine Connection.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. I could get your name.
You.
Diane.
Diane. Hi, Diane.
How are you?
Jody's friend. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Jody's friend. That's right.
How are you guys doing tonight? I'm excited that I finally got called in. Hi, guys.
Excellent. So how can we help you? Got a question for us?
Well, I have this new guy I've been talking to. Seems really, his name is Jose, and there seems to be a connection different than others that I've gone out with. And so you will know that. And then also, as you and I are talking, as I was listening, I just got word that my girlfriend's back in the ER, but I can't come because I'm not family, and it, like, sort of sucks.
Oh, dear.
Well, what tell me, I guess I should ask.
Sorry, Diane, could you repeat that, please?
I said, I'm open to whatever you guys feel or wish to tell me. I'm open.
Lovely. All right. Who'd like to lead off? Anyone?
I'm hesitant there. How come?
Well, Diane, what's going on? Diane, this is Ryan. How you doing?
Good, Ryan. How are you?
Good. I lied. I'm fan damn fabulous. This is a G-rated show. as I'm trying to scan your energy field, I'm getting a little blocked here. So I want you to relax a little bit and then and kind of, what I say, I'd be receptive to the energies. I'm doing a little telepathy with you right now.
Okay.
My sixth chakra, my pineal gland, or your third eye, whatever you want to call it, certain, is buzzing a little bit.
Yep.
And I'm picking up. Do you get a lot of? This is completely off the subject. This is not the question you asked, but I'm just letting you know what I'm feeling through my spirit team. So I'm gonna switch the railroad tracks here and give you some information that you may not be aware of. I don't know, but I'm gonna tell you what I feel here. The ringing in your pitch tone, the ringing or pitch tone that you get in your ears, you gotta pay attention to that. Okay.
Yes, I have been noticing it, and I've been paying attention.
You know what to do with that information, right?
I have to. Well, I usually Google, like around the. I look to see what time it is, and I Google that and read.
So we're in the same sheet of music here. Okay, that and your angels and guides are trying to, for lack of a better term, not put the boot up your bottom, but they're trying to say, Diane, you have natural born abilities and mediumship. So, and you're, like, quite honestly, you're ignoring them a little bit, and they're saying, hey, because you're natural intuitive, and they want you to recognize that, and it's you need to start doing your homework and developing those abilities, and that would probably, maybe that leads into the thing of with you mentioned Jose. I don't know the connection there, but you're a highly intuitive person, and you can pick up on stuff, and that could help you with your life skills. It's another tool in the toolbox, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you so far?
It makes sense. The only thing that if I may ask, I mean, I do a lot of meditation, just listening to different meditations, but how should I enhance my intuitive? And I'm aware of my intuition.
You need to let that ebb and flow. Don't try too hard. In other words, ask your angels and guides to help you with that. But don't grind or grit your teeth too hard about that. It will ebb and flow. Your guides and your angels will meter that to you for your highest good. They're going to say, well, we don't want to put Diane in the fast lane because that may overwhelm her. Maybe she has to drive in the right lane, 55 miles an hour, for a little bit of time as she becomes used to the idea of communicating with the spirit world, okay? Some people don't like seeing spirits. Some people don't like seeing ghosts. Some people don't like that
want
stuff.
To.
You want,
I want
to,
well, Ryan. Yeah.
So your desire is there. So
my desire is there.
Then ask them when you're meditating at night to help you open up your pineal gland, or you can work with a healer to accelerate the process. And that will get to where you want to be, because that's in your heart's desire. I can feel it. And what else do I have for you? Hold on here. I'm picking up an unbalanced. My second chakra is a little unbalanced. I don't quite know what that is. A little bit of indigestion. I don't know. Maybe it's diet related. Do you eat wheat flour by chance?
Do I eat what?
Do you eat flour, like breads and pastas and cookies and stuff? Or maybe that was in the past.
Not a lot, but I eat some. Not a lot, but I have been eating some. You might feel my anxiety because my best friend is, like I said, that my best friend just, she's back in the hospital. And she'll be much better. Would that be my anxiety too?
Yeah, there might be a little bit of that there. What I'm picking up on, I asked you about the wheat flour. Wheat flour in today's society is a very highly processed ingredient. It is not of, it is a lower vibrational frequency than your whole foods like that come out of the earth, out of Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
So, as your DNA is being upgraded to the fifth dimensional frequency. them lower processed frequency foods are no longer a fit for your body. So every time you eat that stuff, you're going to get sick. You're not going to feel
okay.
good. Because your body's like, ugh, what's this all about? And then you're going to, you know, that's just the fact. So you have to eat the foods that match the vibrational frequency of your physical body. So,
okay.
you know, that will help.
How will I know
that?
How will I know it's
because,
good for my vibration?
Because when you're driving on the highway, you'll be praying for a rest stop every 10 minutes. That's what happened to me.
Okay.
I would stop at a fast food place or whatever. You grab some junk food, and the next thing I'm thinking is, oh my God, please tell me there's a rest stop somewhere, please, 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 please. And then the next thing,
okay.
I know, so your body, your physical body will let you know if you're eating something that is not in tune with your spirituality. You'll know. You're like, oh, I don't feel good.
I think I'm experiencing that sometimes. So thank you. I'm getting that. So now that you explained it a little bit more, I get it. Thank you.
I apologize for the graphics. They're laughing at me right now. I should probably filter myself a little bit.
No, don't filter. I'm a no holds barred.
Yeah. So but anyway, so it's the mediumship abilities. Pick up, if you haven't already read the book, pick up a copy of the book called Ghost Among Us by James Von Drog, okay? That'll help
Ghost
you
among
out. Yeah.
Among Us?
Ghost Among Us.
Ghost Among Us. By who?
Ghost Among Us, but James Von Drog. Okay? Take yourself some Epsom salt baths. Get yourself some crystals associated with your seventh chakra. There are many, many crystals associated with the seven chakras. I don't want to spend the time on the air because we have a lot of callers, but you can just Google seven chakras, get yourself a dream catcher, you know, hug a tree every day, and I'd love to hear from you in 6 months, okay?
Okay, really quick, my friend that's in the hospital has cancer. You have any word on that? I know she's going down. Sad to say.
I tell you what, I don't want to discuss this on the air because it's a delicate situation. No, it's okay. I will help you out with that. My email is healingyou74@gmail.com. That's healingyou74@gmail.com. And I can, email me and I can do a little light channeling and see what I can figure out for you, okay?
Thank you very much, Ryan. I greatly appreciate you. Thank you.
You betcha.
Okay. Sue or Jody, who would like to go?
I'll go.
All right.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
The first thing I picked up for you was healthy lifestyle, so it goes right along with what Ryan was saying about eating things that are not good for you. And one of the things that you can do to determine if it's in your best interest to eat it or not is hold the object in both hands, like mid-chest, upper stomach area, and concentrate on the feeling you get. If you get a warm, fuzzy feeling, it's okay to eat. If you get a distressed feeling or a cold feeling or any negative feelings, don't eat it.
Okay.
And about increasing your abilities, one of the exercises that I was given many, many, many years ago when I first started with this was from my fabulous mentor, Sylvia Brown, and she told me to listen to every psychic show out there. You don't have to call in, but if you can listen on the computer or however, listen in to every show. When a person calls in and asks a question, write down your answers. See how close you are to the other psychics.
Okay.
As the answers they're giving. And I also was picking up a couple of animals for you. I picked up the turtle, first of all. And the turtle says, "You've been going much too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself. This is a time to be more self-reliant and less dependent on others. Take time to nurture yourself and simply observe and feel your emotions. It's a period of increased sensitivity to the Earth's vibrations and those of a collective human consciousness. So just really slow down and pay attention to the feelings around you of everything that you get."
Okay.
And the next one was the dove. And the dove says, "Express your love to as many people as possible in words and in deeds, even in small yet significant ways. The soul of someone who has recently passed is making a smooth, peaceful, and joyous transition."
It's my battle.
It's a powerful time of prophecy and clear vision, and now more than ever, you're able to glimpse the future. You're experiencing a spiritual renewal that's the result of a period of intense self-examination and challenges. So that's just a confirmation that your abilities are going to be coming through stronger.
Okay.
So just slow down and acknowledge every little minute detail of everything that's going on around you. And appreciate all those little things, and that's going to raise your vibrational level, which also helps with any of your psychic abilities opening up. The higher your vibration, the easier the messages come through.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but I am not picking up anything for Jose. So those
you
things that
me.
I picked
up. I hope someone will. If someone will.
Yeah. But that's
Jose,
what I got on, and I will pass you over to Lynn.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
The name of your new love.
Hi,
I'm sorry to interrupt. The new love interest, is that, did you say his name is Jose?
Yes, Jose.
Huh, I wrote down Dave. Okay, so that was wrong. okay. About this guy. And I'm
that's
sorry.
Me.
Sorry?
When you said Dave is my best friend who's battling cancer right now. He just texted me. I don't know if he's there when he picked up. And no, there would be no love whatsoever between us.
This is the person who's in the ER right now?
His wife is Valerie, my best friend. And he told me to stay put. I can't come. So. But Jose is who I really want to know about because there seems more down to earth.
Yeah, I want to ask you a couple of things. How's his sense of humor? Is that something that draws you to him?
He has a good sense of humor.
Alrighty then. That's the thing that came up really strongly. It's really important. This guy has a good sense of humor. Also, I did get an image of two hearts. However, they're walking side by side and holding hands. So I think the message here, just take it slow, enjoy the dance, okay? This is like the sweet part, you know, when it's all new and stuff like that. So enjoy that part. Because I get a really lovely feeling, but the hearts aren't like embracing yet or anything. They're walking side by side, which is pretty much a good way to start something, you know? But I do feel
with
like
Jose.
Friendship. Yep. Friendship first, really, if you can.
Well, first.
I'm sorry, love?
I said he constantly talks about passion. We talk about a lot of things, but he talks about he wants to wake up with me. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Therefore, I'm like,
well, that's where your spiritual development comes in, and you guys can take that journey together. It's kind of beautiful.
Okay.
Now, since you can't reach your friend physically, I'd like to give you an address to look up online.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're actually on Facebook as well, okay? Now, they have a meditation which will rock your world, and they teach you how to connect with people who are unable to connect in the physical, okay? So someone with dementia, someone who's in a coma, people like that. I have tried it. It works. It's, and it's brilliantly guided. Excuse me. The person who developed is called Craig Hogan, and you can find his work at... on Facebook, it's the Center for Spiritual Understanding through Afterlife Connections, and there, and you can also find him on spiritualunderstanding.org, and the meditations are there. They're absolutely free, and Craig will actually give you hands-on guidance. Like you can, I've emailed the guy. He writes back. He's like very one-on-one. He's hands-on. I have no idea how he does it, but I tried the meditation. Yeah, anyone who's listening, like, give it a go, because you can get in touch with people when you can't get in touch with them in a physical way, okay? Right. So give that a go, and I'm so sorry. Something, I got something about...
I just want to make sure I had the correct email. Centerforspiritualunderstanding.org, Craig Hogan.
And that's the Facebook page, and then website. Yeah, the website is only spiritualunderstanding.org.
Okay,
and you'll find everything you need there. And give that a try and see if you can't, because you may not be able to connect with Valerie anyway as she slips. So connect with her that way, because her spirit is in and out. Okay, and that's fine. Don't be afraid. Death is a very divine part of this, or the design, you know, it's nothing to fear. Okay.
No, she says I'm very calming for her, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sort of mad that she can't be there, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like we cry here, but they're having a celebration when they cross, right? So she's fine, and you'll be fine, and you'll be able to connect as you develop your spiritual abilities. You will be able to connect with her, whether she's here or there. And I know you can do it. I can feel you're very, very, you're just ready to start going. So fly.
Thank you.
There you go. You are welcome, Diane. Jody's going to give it a pass just because you guys are friends and she feels a little too close to it, I guess. Hey, Jody, is that, did I explain that okay?
You did beautiful.
Yeah.
Jody?
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
I was on mute so that you guys couldn't hear Maggie barking like a crazy animal in the background.
I heard her in the other reading.
Yeah, that's adorable anyway. So there you go, Diane. You're going to be fine. This guy's got a great energy. Just take it slow and let it, you know, it's like forcing a flower. You don't want to do that. Let it grow on its own. It'll be beautiful, I think, though. Yeah, all righty then. So I guess that's what we have for you. And we shall try and take another caller. Okay, thank you so
much
for calling in, Diane. Love and light
to
you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Love and light to you, too. Thank you.
Okay, let's see. We've got to move on to... Hi, 330. You're on the air. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you doing tonight?
Great, thank you.
Any got a question for us?
I've been manifesting, aligning, trying to find my soulmate, and hopefully someone from my past. He was very young. We just hung out for a while, but he keeps coming up. I haven't talked to him in like 3 years, but I must like some qualities about him.
How young is
someone
too young
come,
for you?
Like,
yeah.
If it was
is
like
it too,
a
is it weird
year
young
difference.
Or? Yeah, well,
I'm in my 40s. He's in his 20s.
Well, Tina Turner's boyfriend is like, what did we say was Sue? 47, something like that. She's 70. So
yeah,
I think it's
like
more
that different. Yeah.
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 So
I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I wouldn't worry about age as long as it's not like weird young. Just don't worry about that. But anyway, does anyone want to go ahead with this or? I don't.
I want to be taken care of.
What? Oh, yes. Okay, I'm just going to write
I'll tell you what.
Oh, go ahead then, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, no. I just, this is going to be pretty quick. Hi, Vanessa. It's Ryan calling. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Is that all you have for me is hi? Say, hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? Great.
There's
a new love coming into my life.
That's
I
hey,
want to be taken care of.
If you like the font, hey. Okay, no, just kidding. Enough with the joke.
Sorry.
I had to see you smile there. As I'm reading your energy field, you know this guy, and age is irrelevant because spirit is timeless. I'm picking up the fact that he is in your soul group from a previous life, okay?
Yes.
And that's not news to you. But your fourth chakra, your heart chakra, is needs a little grease and lubrication. It's not spinning as it should be because you're kind of blocking yourself in the fact of your... I was resisting him is not the right word to use, but you're kind of hesitant. I don't speak English very well, so I'm trying to find the right words to use. You have to relax in the divinity of spirit and say, guess what? What will be, and this is about self-care. That's the theme of the show. So this man... You really care for him, but you're very cautious. You're kind of blocking yourself from saying, it's the age difference that you're blocking. Okay, don't worry about it. Love is love. Okay, there are many people out there in the world who are many years their partner, senior or junior or whatever. It doesn't matter. Love is love, and So stop blocking that from yourself and say, you know what, I love me, and if he loves me, then it's meant to be, okay? There are many examples of that around the world. So society tends to be judgy-wudgy over age differences, you know? I mean, obviously, if a guy's a millionaire and he's 70 years old and he hooks up with a girl who's 20, we all know what she's after. You know, that's kind of obvious. But, getting back to you and your situation, just let it ebb and flow. Make sure you love you for who you are. And then do a double check on that and say, does he love me for who I am? And if there's a click there, then relax and let it ebb and flow. There's no judgy-wudgy here. Does that make sense so far, Vanessa? Or am I off in left field somewhere? You can tell me. I'm wrong. Okay. Yeah.
No.
I've been wrong before. I mean, I went to work one day. I put a black shoe on and a brown shoe on the other foot. I'm like, are you kidding me, Ryan? I've screwed up before. But that's what I have for you. And scanning all your other chakras, you're doing good. I'm not picking up any other imbalances. Just a slow wheel in your seventh chakra. So, you know, besides that, do your meditations and don't be afraid to speak your truth, Vanessa, about him. So you don't have to cover your feelings. He actually knows how you feel about him. He's just waiting for you to say it to him. Okay. He's like, Vanessa, what are you going to give me full disclosure here? So don't block yourself.
Because I don't want to be his mother.
Oh, don't block yourself. He's just waiting. He's waiting. He's on the edge of his seat. He's like, any day now, Vanessa will tell me how she really feels. he's just waiting for it, and he's like, you know, but he's a very patient man. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's lovely. Sue, what are you picking up? Anything?
I've got a little bit. Hi, Vanessa. This is Sue.
Hi.
What I'm getting for you is you really need to trust your inner knowledge and act on it. You know what to do, and you know what's right for you in the situation. So don't hold back. Right now is the time for you to take off with your life and soar and enjoy yourself. And I agree with what Ryan was saying. I mean, age is just a number, and if you have that deep connection and you both feel the same, go for it.
Okay.
Don't hold back. Just, you know, deep down inside if this is what you need to be doing or not to be doing. So concentrate on that little inner voice and grab it and run with it. And that's what I'm getting for you, Vanessa, and I will pass you over to either Jody or Lynn.
Okay. Jody or Lynn?
I'm going to go ahead and jump in, but I have All right. to admit, I missed your name, and I wanted to hear your question again.
My name is Vanessa, and I was inquiring whether this young gentleman is the right one for me, or is there someone else, because I can't get past the age thing.
Gosh, you know, I am feeling the same with them, that there's a lot of energy around this. I would definitely give it a chance, because what I'm hearing is, if one, if you don't, you're always going to wonder, and two, if you don't, you're going to regret it. And what I'm hearing loud and clear from Spirit, this is really funny, is if somebody was judging you by your age, you'd be mad. They're like, don't call me old, or don't call me too young. So I want you to really maybe open up your mind about it. And what is the worst that would happen? Now, did you say that he is younger than you?
Yes, he's like 19 years younger. The thought of meeting his mother just scares me to death, and I don't know why.
Well, you know, if there's fear there. There's fear is what I get. But what I'm feeling is that she's really going to like you, and when she gets to know you, she's going to be okay with it. Are you older?
I'm in my 40s, but closer to 50. You're like not even 30.
Okay. Okay. That is not... That is not an age difference that I think should be an issue. I feel like he is going to be very easily able to handle you. And there are times when you're going to wonder why he thinks he gets to take the upper hand, because he's older and you're going to have to catch yourself. Because he'll be right, because I feel like he's got a lot of wisdom, and he's also very grounded. He feels like a great guy. I would definitely take the chance. And they just started talking about what I will call passion, but they said it's great. So the chemistry is amazing with him, and you don't want to let this get by you.
Okay.
I would say put yourself into the worst case scenario. You walk in into his mother's house, and she says, "Oh my God, she's old as dirt. What are you thinking?"
Exactly.
Well,
you have
know,
your whole life.
What, you know? Okay, so if that happens, is that really going to affect you? Are you going to laugh, because it's not him? Everyone wants to be accepted by somebody's
parents, but, you know, he cares about you exactly where you're at. So it's not like he's going to go, oh, my God, Mom, you're so right. What am I thinking? He's not going to run out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Okay.
And I think if you turn the situation around and think, what if I introduced him to my friends? They're going to say, well, he sure looks better with you than an old guy. Ha, 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 old. I think you need to take a chance on it and give it the opportunity to blossom, because I think you're going to be happy. Turn off all of your preconceived notions about what this is like. Okay? And
okay.
They just kicked me in the head and said, oh, Jody, what, are you listening? Are you listening? Because I've had younger men ask me out too, so I completely understand how you're feeling about it. But they're telling me that he's a good match for you.
Okay.
Jump in, both feet, eyes closed, make the puddle splash big. Have fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess I need permission.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You have permission.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff, Jody. Okay. Yeah, Vanessa, I'm getting the very same thing. The first message that came through on this was don't look. As in, you say you were looking. You don't need to look. It'll come to you. You know, you just need to be still and be your full self. if not, oh, yeah, it says go for it. And the song that comes in is from the movie Harold and Maude. If you want to sing out, sing out. If you can, put it on YouTube and listen to the Harold and Maude song, I think it's called, okay? It's by Cat Stevens, and it's just fabulous, and that is what's coming through. She was like 80. It was Ruth Gordon and Bud Cort, right? And he was in his 20s, she's 80, and they fell in love. And I know it's a movie, but it can happen. Just let yourself believe in the energy, you know? And, you know, if it doesn't work out, like, you've had a lovely time, but I kind of think that you guys have potential here. So
all right.
That's what we're getting for you. I know it's kind of scary and stuff like that, but what does Ryan always say? What other people think of you is none of your business. I think Eleanor Roosevelt said it, but Ryan says it too. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about what people are thinking, of, you know, with respect, of course, to his family. But you're fabulous. And I have a funny feeling you don't look your age, you know. I mean, you look a lot younger than, if that matters
That's
at all.
Fair.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry about
okay.
it. Okay. Do you know have you ever heard of the baseball player Satchel Paige?
No.
It doesn't matter. He said, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you was? Right?
Uh-huh.
Where you? Right. Yeah. So where you two guys are going to meet, you're just going to meet in spirit. That's ageless. There's no age to that. And again, I will repeat, we are not our bodies. Okay? We are not the age of our bodies. We are timeless. And we're just a little mushed down into these Stardust animated robot things, but you know, you're still your spirit, and that's timeless. So enjoy. Have a beautiful relationship, you know.
Thank
it's
you.
A great thing to have in this nutty world, you know, a lovely thing. So enjoy, Vanessa.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'd love to hear how it goes, if you feel like calling back and letting us know if things
too.
Are working out.
And, all right.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're really happy. That's just lovely.
Oh, thank
righty.
You. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a beautiful night.
You too.
Okay. I think that's it, guys, for the time we've got. I'm sorry for the callers we didn't get to, but, I think 941. Can we squish one more caller in really fast or?
Squish.
I'm going to do it. Okay, squish, squish. Okay, 941, can you, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
My name is Catherine, and you just made my day because I was getting ready to hang up. Okay. Okay, real quick, I can ask this really quick. I have a vehicle I've had for 5 years. It's starting to give me a lot of trouble, and I don't have the money to sink into it. I went to the website of where I bought this vehicle, thinking, hey, I paid it off early. I've got good credit with them, and I found a car on their website that I really, really like. I have no money down, but I have my failing vehicle to trade. What are you feeling? I was going to go tomorrow morning.
Mm. Hey, Catherine, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Big get rid of the vehicle you've got and a double thumbs up on the other one.
Me too.
Okay, give me the first half of that, Sue, because I heard big thumbs up, but I didn't hear the beginning.
Okay, the first part was get rid of the one that you have.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And then a big double thumbs up on the other vehicle.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I got, hon.
Mm-hmm. Jody, do you want to throw something in there?
Yeah. Did you ever like the vehicle you have now? Because I feel like it was a getting you through vehicle.
I honestly love my car. And it's crazy because it's just your typical old soccer mom van. That's all it is. But it's comfy and it's got a lot of room and it's been great for just about 5 years with hardly any problems. But now it's got a buttload of miles and it's just getting to the point where, yeah, I've got a big expensive problem coming that I can't fix it. There's no way. And with all the miles on it, it wouldn't make sense to fix it. So
get out while it's good, then.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Because I feel like you didn't love this one, like the one that's coming in.
Okay. Well, the one that's coming in, hopefully, it's 12 years old, and it's only got 40,000 miles on it. And when I saw that, my mouth dropped, and I'm like, oh, there it is. That's mine. So...
It feels good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're so very welcome. Thank you.
Ryan.
Hey, Catherine. I don't have nothing
to
do. I think my spirit team went to Starbucks for a coffee break. So, you know. Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, whatever.
We're gone. We're good.
Yeah.
Let the other people take care of her.
No. You're running a tight ship. I scanned your energy fields. Looked through your seven chakras. I think they're golden. Don't be such a worrywart. But yeah, you're okay. So yeah, I'm sorry to be so. They're just we're going to go for a coffee break. So.
No, I appreciate that laugh. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
I plan on it, and you.
Make sure they bring back enough for everybody, okay, when they go to Starbucks. Catherine, I'm going to go real quick. We are getting a little tight for time here. But I wrote down head gasket, like you're dealing with something like a head gasket, which is going to be thousands of bucks, right?
It's a leaking water pump, and they said if you don't get it fixed now, your heads are going to warp and you're going to lose your engine, essentially. So you're in the area, you know.
Yeah, it's going to lead to a head gasket problem, and that's like that. You might as well buy a new car sometimes at that point. And I'm getting a big yes on the trade, and getting that the universe is like going through one door and into another with just like sliding in with ease. There, sometimes you catch a break, and it's so great. And you're catching a break, like you're just being given the next thing without any kind of fuss or bother, which is lovely. Just say thank you to the universe and enjoy your new ride.
Thank you.
Bless you, Catherine, for waiting so long. We really appreciate it.
Oh, are you
it.
Kidding? No, it's fine. You guys are fun to listen to. Just even if I hadn't called, I was still listening to you. So it's good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We get giggling sometimes, but laughter is the best medicine anyway, so.
And you have no idea how many giggles you give, too, so you just keep it up.
Alrighty then. She's not laughing. Okay. She's laughing with us. That's beautiful. Thanks, Catherine. Have a beautiful
You're
night.
You're welcome.
Okay. Alrighty. Ryan, do you want to go ahead and give your information, please?
Yes. The callers and listeners can find me on my website, healingsthroughspirit.com, and they can also contact me through Gmail at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, and find me on Facebook at Ryan the Dragna.
Beautiful. Okay, Sue, where we can find you?
I am on Facebook at Sue Fields Del Amante, and there is also a little blurb about what I do and who I am at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Sue F.
All right. Jody.
Well, you can find me on my website at connectedbyspirit.com. And you can email me at jody@connectedbyspirit.com. I'm on Facebook at Jody Higgins, Psychic Medium, and there is a comma after my last name. And another thing you can do is if you'd like to know where I will be at doing different events and readings, you can text my name, J-O-D-Y, to the phone number 31996. And you will automatically be signed up for notifications about my events.
Perfect. That's great, Jody. Thank you. And I can be found on Facebook and at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, or my email is worklight99@gmail.com. Tomorrow night, we have DC Love and Eileen Powers doing Angel Antics, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. And on Friday night, we have Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Shannon Johnson, and Ryan Adragna. And that, again, is 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. So thank you so much, everyone. Does anyone have any last thoughts, last words? Want to sing a song?
No.
I'm a little cheese.
Well, then. How about we play Louis Armstrong and have him sing us out?
Sounds good. Have a great night, everybody.
Sounds good. Good night,
Thank
everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty.